Jackie Valley had been talking with colleagues about the struggles of some young American men in particular when she began looking for explanations and, because she's a Monitor writer, for solutions. Her story widened. There's a swath of young adults, it turns out, for whom life just isn't clicking. My biggest takeaway is that, for the most part, disconnected youth are not lazy 20-somethings sitting around their parents' houses playing video games, Jackie told me. Disconnection usually stems from other circumstances in their lives. One young woman had needed to drop college for caregiving. Jackie found answers near home. One organization had ditched rigid formulas, college for all is a big one, in favor of serving specific needs. Here for a softer entry with extra training, there for exposure to unconsidered paths. It's really about listening and about care. I think what we're seeing in Las Vegas is an effort to reconnect these adrift young people, Jackie says, by connecting some of the dots in their lives. It's Saturday, September 6th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. You can find our latest news briefs and reported stories, including about yesterday's U.S. jobs report and what it means, on our homepage at csmonitor.com. Now, today's Monitor stories. A sizable number of teens and young adults in the U.S. are not in school, employed, or in job training. Civic leaders want to reconnect them to a path toward productive adulthood. Jackie Valley and photographer Alfredo Sosa report from Las Vegas for The Monitor. Prosecutors typically have little difficulty securing indictments from federal grand juries. In Washington and Los Angeles, where President Donald Trump has surged troops and federal agents, juries have issued a string of rare rejections, highlighting the citizens' role in the U.S. judicial system. Henry Gass reports for The Monitor. French Prime Minister François Bayrou is risking his job in defense of unpopular budget cuts. But who would take his place if he loses a confidence vote on Monday is a mystery. Colette Davidson reports from Paris for The Monitor. Americans, especially young adults, are seeking more in-person connection. Dating apps appeal less. Board game clubs are all the rage. To create community bonds, more are turning to team sports, from softball to kickball. Cameron Pugh reports from Cambridge, Massachusetts, for The Monitor. What is an interesting life? As our essayist discovered during a transformative sabbatical, an interesting life doesn't necessarily mean exciting adventures or travel to far-flung locales. What if, instead, it lies in the lens through which we view our environment, our circumstances? Contributor Tia Welsh Myers writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Again, find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.